The spiritual, as we've come to know it, grew out of a musical merger formed from the roots music and tribal rhythms of enslaved Africans transported to America and the European hymnody that colonialists sang and the slaves heard and refashioned.
So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here.
Most spirituals, despite a good number of them being thoroughly composed and published, were for the most part crafted by unknown Americans of African descent, whose names will never be realized.
I can sing my song. I can sing my song. I can sing my song. I can sing my song.
Oh, my, my, my.
I can sing my song. I can sing my song.
Oh, well.
Sometimes referred to as plantation songs, sorrow songs, and jubilees, spirituals like Go Down Moses, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho represent a general call for physical and spiritual freedom, if not in this life, then in the next. Moreover, music provided an opportunity for almost unlimited personal expression.
I can walk right in. I can walk right in. Right, walk right in. I can walk right in. I can walk right in. I can walk right in. Walk right on in.
Hallelujah, now I can humble down.
I can humble down. I can humble down.
Over time, this new genre of music would inspire other uniquely American musical expressions by artists like Sweet Honey and the Rock, whose embrace of the style provided a platform for open commentary on life in America and the performer's celebration of victory over human struggle. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.